15 and a half in front of 6 o'clock. And my frequent Saturday breakfast partner is on the line, Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Friday.
So it is.
Which means tomorrow is Saturday. Are we having breakfast tomorrow?
You know, I've been committed to that breakfast since last Saturday when Ed Ramsey said, so why didn't you pick me up today? So, yeah, I'm getting Ed at 6:45, and I'll be at Randy's at 7. So.
Perfect. Sounds wonderful.
So I've got Ian ready to go from, this is the Owen Park Band Shell on Thursday night. I mean, I have it recorded here, and so give me the setup again.
Yeah, so Wednesday night, they had Memorial High School had what they call a Pops concert, and they did different music from throughout the year, including several different songs from Disney movies over time.
Yeah.
And Ian chose to sing the song Evermore from the most recent version of Beauty and the Beast, the one with Emma Watson. And so just a really good song. It wasn't in the original Beauty and the Beast, but it was in the re-release, the live version. So.
And you know what? And here's the thing. I think that the Beauty and the Beast animated is like my favorite animated movie. It's really good. I mean, you know, you say that. There's so many other great ones. But I remember being in Liberia and you commenting on the live-action Beauty. And that you've seen it multiple times, right?
Yeah, probably a dozen at this point.
Not as many as Tommy Boy.
Not as many. That's probably been closer to 80 or 90 at this point.
So. All right, Evan, let's just pick it up a little bit in the song, Ian Cairns.
Sure. I learned the truth too late. Never shake away the pain.
He's got a good voice.
He does have a good voice. It's weird to me. He has so I'm a tenor and he's a baritone. And so it's weird to me to hear him sing lower than I do.
Huh. Yeah. He's creative though. I mean, you know, he plays the flute. He's maybe arguably the tallest flutist in the state of Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. I think that's probably true.
So. And he sings, he writes poetry. He's going to be quite
a creative kid.
He's going to be quite a catch someday.
If I could convince him of that now, I think that'd be great.
What does he want to do in life?
Last I heard, he wants to be a music teacher once he gets out of high school.
He plays guitar, right?
He actually plays several different instruments. Plays mandolin, ukulele, guitar, some piano, flute, banjo.
Wow.
Yeah, so he plays lots of things.
He's ridiculously talented. Okay.
Yeah.
What is, where we left it off yesterday, same bat channel this morning. What is humility? Remember, here's the verse, Isaiah 66:2. God says, this is the one that the Lord looks to. He was humble, contrite in spirit. I love the clarification, powdery brokenness, and who trembles at my word. But you were like, all right, so we need to define what is humility. So, teacher, what is it?
Yeah, you know, so I think one of the things that we can sometimes come to believe is that humility means that I think I'm really a piece of garbage, you know, and so we take steps to diminish ourselves. But I love what C.S. Lewis says in Mere Christianity, and he says, do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, smarmy person who is always telling you that, of course, he is nobody. Probably all you will think about him is that he seemed a cheerful, intelligent chap who really took an interest in you and what you said to him. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking about himself at all. You know, and so for me, the idea of humility is radical other-centeredness. I mean, it's really the, you know, Tim Keller's concept of self-forgetfulness, that my opinion of me doesn't matter. Your opinion of me doesn't matter because you know, I'm called to love. And so there's this idea of being interested in those who are around.
Mm. That's good. Yeah. I would like to talk with you more about that, but well, we do have a minute here. I think, it is maybe different theological perspectives if we begin with how bad we are, but I think it really is different. If you just step back and go, hold it, yes, compared to God, that's true before and after even salvation, maybe you'd say. But the fact is that he created us. So I am when we say that Jesus died for us for nothing that was in us, well, like, he made us. And right. so he fearfully and wonderfully made me, Psalm 139, my soul is from the breath of his mouth. That's the word of God. So is it accurate to say he died for me for nothing that was in me? I mean, he must have saw something of worth for which he wanted to die.
Or why would he have?
Yeah.
You know, and so I think for me, to kind of bring it around, humility is realistic self-appraisal. That we are both broken and beloved.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
And that's where, again, Henry Nouwen, Life of the Beloved, we would recommend it for everyone. That's a book that, there's a reading list, books that everyone needs to have read, and that would be one of them, for sure.
Oh, that'd be a good list to discuss.
Yeah, there you go. Books that everyone should have to read. But then you're working on Letters to the Beloved. And so you've sent me, someone made me, the list of to-do is just so long heading into this weekend, but that's a good to-do. So anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Early tomorrow, breakfast at Randy. See you then.
See you at breakfast.
All right. Very good.
Sunshine in my eyes.
Caleb Swenson, the Sunshine Award winner from WEAU TV 13. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Caleb.
Did we get to hear that whole song?
I know. It's such a great song.
Well, a song from a group you love, though. Go Fish to start us off on a Friday morning. 47 degrees. Good morning. So, I don't know. Does Caleb's nickname become Mr. Sunshine?
It has been, but now everybody knows it.
He wins the WEAU TV 13 Sunshine Award yesterday.
So proud.
I loved his wife's entree of it on Facebook. He said, "Aw, he's the sunshine of my day, too."
Aw.
So to me, that was better than the award, Caleb.
Yeah, because she knows you super well.
Yeah, to not contest, I guess. Yeah. It was very kind.
Yeah. How did you find out?
Someone messaged us on social media and said congratulations, and I said, "For what?"
Can I read it?
Yeah, you should
if you
read
must.
It. I
All
would
right.
love to hear it again.
I'm going to subject him to this.
Yes.
The poster says, I would like to nominate Caleb Swenson, WIB 103.7 FM Promotion Sales Manager, for the Sunshine Award for his care for the people in the Chippewa Valley. With his creativity and compassionate heart, we agree.
Most
Caleb
have.
Is always looking for ways to bless others in the community. One of his most recent endeavors was advocating for area restaurants with a promotion called Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar. With the financial help of local sponsors and WIB listeners, Caleb was able to deliver generous amounts of tips to area restaurants to show them they have not been forgotten during the difficulty of the pandemic. This is just one of the many acts of kindness Caleb has led with support from WIB staff, sponsors, and listeners. Thank you, Caleb, for using your faith to encourage and inspire our community. She goes on to say, to view videos of the recent Wisconsin's Biggest Tip Jar promotion, check out WIB Radio on Facebook. You'll be moved to see the reactions of restaurant staff receiving the surprise donations. They are all worth watching. They're all worth
so
watching.
Good.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The thing about Caleb is he has a lot of vision. He knew from the very beginning that this was going to be a blessing. And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. But watching the videos, you really see his vision come to fruition. Wow. This was really an important way to reach out and acknowledge people. So thank you, Caleb.
The good thing about this is that it's not his funeral. He's still with us. It sounds like we're giving tribute at a memorial. He's here still, living.
No, it was very kind words that I appreciated reading. I think I'm kind of a words of affirmation guy, and so I appreciated that. And I know I just put on my Facebook header a long time ago after listening to an Adventures in Odyssey episode, of all things, that I want to be useful. And that's what I want my life to be, is useful to the master. So if I can be hands and feet of Jesus a little bit each day, that's the greatest blessing I could have.
You are, man. You are.
Yeah, mission accomplished.
7:46 on the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, Mark, and Susan with you on this Friday morning. 54 degrees and right around quarter before 8 every Friday. We do our best to get you, our WIB family, caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week as far as news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We know how busy you are. We bring it to you in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Mother's Day was better for many moms this year since more restaurants were open.
And next month is Father's Day, which will be the same as last year since the Walmart sock and underwear department never closed.
I love that.
There are three new episodes of Saturday Night Live remaining this season.
For a combined total of four funny sketches.
About right. A new survey found that American newlyweds know very little about their spouse's financial situation.
Or why the IRS just confiscated all their wedding gifts.
Might tip you off.
A surge in grain prices could mean slightly higher taco prices later in the summer.
I knew it. 2021 is going to be just as bad as 2020.
There you go.
Peloton is recalling its $4,500 treadmill over safety issues.
Now keep in mind, it holds more clothes than my old treadmill.
That's what they're for. The FAA says airline passengers are becoming more unruly and dangerous.
Well, with limited attendance at sporting events, we have to fight and yell when we can.
Gotta get it out.
And finally this morning, according to a study, drinking tea is good for the brain.
I seriously question that. Have you ever seen a session of British Parliament?
Good point.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, it's the season for small talk. You know what I'm talking about. You're going to a graduation, you're going to a wedding.
And there's only so much cake you can eat, so in between mouthfuls.
And it's like, so how do you know the bride?
Hey, I heard something interesting on Wib the other day.
Right. So this is ammunition. Well, that's kind of hostile. These are little tidbits.
Fallbacks.
Yes, little things that
When the conversation dries up, consider this like bountiful heavenly rain to help keep it going so that you can be kind to others
exactly.
And keep the conversation going.
These are your Cliff Clavin little facts that nobody knows. So, Caleb, why don't you start us off with the first one?
All right, a few things you didn't know yesterday here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Did you know it costs the U.S. Mint 1.4 cents to make a penny?
I didn't. I'd like to cash in some pennies to the Mint.
And we're wondering why we owe so much money. I think that's from other things. 1.4 cents just to make a penny.
Yes. Do you know that the oceans are 70% shark-free?
It's the other 30% that worries me. A few things you didn't know yesterday. Yes. James Buchanan, former President James Buchanan, is the only unmarried man ever to be elected president.
That's right, because there was no match.com back then.
I guess. A few things you didn't know yesterday.
Here's another thing on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Oh, not this one.
Oh, yeah, it's true. You are never more than 3 feet from a spider.
Susan, our studio here is probably 25 feet long or so, and I'm just doing the math, and I know I was a comm major, but doing a little math, there's a lot of spiders in here.
We're surrounded by spiders, hopefully Charlotte-like.
And finally, a few things you didn't know yesterday. There is a museum of coat hangers, not here, but in Sweden.
My homeland.
So along with the meatballs, enjoy the coat hanger museum.
And if those don't work, try asking people if they have any pets. That usually works for me.
There you go. Talvo's weekly labor of love. It's the best of the week. We're bringing it to you now.
Let's get it.
All right. The best of the week on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Sandy has a system and she won't budge a smidge about the way leftovers are stored in her kitchen fridge. She's tried to teach her household, but it's been all for naught because every week she finds more food that's been left there to rot.
And so I go through the car wash. Things seem hunky-dory.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, and I kind of lost track of time.
Because you were working.
Because I was working on my phone. I will admit at one time I had time. The car wash, it takes about 4.5 minutes because I'm weird like that and want to know how long it would take.
He's exact.
He's precise.
But I had lost track of time, and all of a sudden the little rocker arm thing that's going around touchless car wash stops right in front of my car. And I'm thinking, it seems like it's been around 4 minutes or so. I thought I would be into the dry cycle at this point,
right.
But it stops right in front of my car, like, you know, some big, skinny person directing traffic or something like that. Like, it's just right in front of my car, and I'm like, I can't go through.
No.
And it just stops, and I'm waiting, and I'm wondering, is there another cycle that I have yet to be doused with?
A new cycle.
You're in a job interview for a trucking job. Don't say, I can't drive but about an hour before I tend to fall asleep. Not good.
I mean, you know, 50, 55 minutes and then, you know, then I'm snoozing.
Nodding off.
Now, I recently just watched the movie Yesterday on Netflix. And if you've seen that movie, you know there's a car wash scene where the windows are rolled down and they all get completely soaked.
Because that was the kid's idea.
Yes, because it was the kid's idea. And so visions of that are dancing through my mind. And I'm like, I'm not getting out of this car, even as the seconds stretched into minutes and another car is pulling up behind me. And I'm wondering, what's going on?
Oh, no.
Why has this little washer arm thing just stopped? But I do not dare to roll down the windows to get out of my car, lest I be completely
housed.
There are an estimated 2 billion, with a B, there are an estimated 2 billion of these in the United States, though finding one can sometimes be frustrating. An estimated 2 billion of these in the good old US of A, though finding one can sometimes be frustrating.
Is it a husband?
No, but
okay. It could be. I mean,
see where you're going with that. Crap. So I'm sitting and I'm waiting, and eventually I realize this thing is not going to start. So I dial the number that is helpfully scrawled on the side of the car wash, and I tell the folks, hey, I'm stuck in your car wash. And I'm thinking, at first I thought maybe I could back up, but I don't remember what's behind me. I just pulled straight in.
Right.
Look forward. Darn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. And so I didn't know if there were spike strips or something behind.
That's
I've never
right.
backed out
like
of a car
wash. Like a car rental place.
So
right.
I didn't know. And then there's a car behind me now, so I can't back out. And so I'm like, I can't go anywhere. So this gentleman, after several more minutes, as the car is waiting behind me, comes out, and he told me, I think you're in Crooked. You need to realign. Oh.
They may not have found life on Mars, but I think there could be some in this Tupperware.
Or how about this real statement? Will I have to back up the truck?
You're interviewing for a trucking job, yes. So I realigned, and then he's, you know that statue where someone's scratching their chin? That's what he was like.
Thinker.
Like,
not comforting.
Why is this not working? You've realigned. And I said, I don't know.
The fungus has grown fungus. We're plagued by swarms of flies. Why is this big container here? It should have been downsized. The stench is overwhelming from these forgotten meals. Please grit your teeth and toss them so our sinuses can heal.
What product do you love so much you could be the endorser of?
I was going to say probably Festival Foods donuts.
Interesting.
Yum. I was going to say cinnamon sugar in general, but that's tied for any veggie pizza.
Mm. Oh,
okay. I love veggie pizza. How about you?
The Aldi's beef and burrito, no question about it. In the frozen food section, it's a great deal. For $2.75, you get 8 burritos, and there's just the right spice. You get don't get me just the bean ones and
no.
The bean and cheese. No. The beef and the bean.
We have been chatting this morning about if you could be the pitch person, pitch man or pitch woman for a specific product, what would it be? And Halvo's enduring love for beef and bean burritos from Aldi has
Can
been
I hold
well
them?
Known. And so his wonderful wife, Peggy, literally came into the studio with, what is that, an 8-pack?
Yeah, it's an 8-pack of the Casa Mamita beef and bean burritos from Aldi. She
and
knows.
He just wants to hold them close to his heart and his mouth right now.
She These is thoughtful. Great. Peggy is here in studio.
The cashier asked me, do you like those?
And your answer?
I said, well, my husband loves them.
Yes.
He eats them every day, and he has for years. And she's like, oh.
Eventually, he messes with some fuses in a little box on the side of the car wash and gets the arm going around again. I'm like, sweet. Well, he got it to stop on the side, but it's no longer spraying out any water. And I said, sir, I'd kind of like my car to be dried. I went through the car wash. I'd kind of like the final step of my car to be dried. And I was like, is there any chance of that happening? And he said, you're going to have to go through again. So bad interview statements when interviewing for a trucking job. Can my wife use my driver's license when she drives? At this point, not daring to look in my rearview mirror and meet the gaze of the vehicle's driver behind me who has been waiting for a precious long time, I back up.
Are you kidding?
And push the little button, and I go through the entire car wash again. And I was so ashamed because I'm like, I have cost this person behind me moments of their life. But my car got double washed.
That's right.
Wow.
You came clean,
and then
bro.
Last night, the birds immediately targeted again.
Oh, no.
And
sinuses can heal.